Welcome back. You still have the opportunity to ask the pastor. The Lord will bless you as you join us in fellowship. Okay, let's take more questions. Shalom, Pastor. Concerning tithe, when somebody gives you a cloth, shoes, sent to you credit, gives you a bag of rice, how do you give tithe from it?
In this, there are things that are tithable and things that are not tithable. Yes. The things that are tithable and things that are not tithable. So, what is tithable, you tithe it. Just get a part of it and give it as an offering. That's all.
Okay. Okay. Let's take a second question. When you have a call, how to discern the proper time to start?
When it begins to manifest. And I know what they mean by this call thing, that is pastoral calling. Pastoral calling begins with evangelism. And when people begin to gather, then the pastor is a keeper of the pasture, the sheepfold. A pastor is a shepherd. And the shepherd is a keeper of sheep. So you have to go first and hunt them. You have to gather them. That's evangelism. Then when they come together, the act of watching over them, is that is when the ministry starts. Pastoral ministry. So that is, I believe it's a pastoral call. That's why he says start. You know. Okay. When the people gather, the ministry has started. Because not everyone has the ability to gather people.
Wow.
So evidence of a pastor is that people will listen to you and you have followership.
Okay.
Then you gather them and then begin to feed them. And when you are feeding them very well, then they will have confidence in you. They will not follow any other person. They also go outside and bring other people, and then the church grows.
Amen. His third question, concerning music, when you produce an album of many songs, is it right to sell it online or sell the CD? Thank you. Chris from Benin Republic.
The reason you sell any Christian material should not be for profit. If it is to profit with it, it's wrong. Freely we receive and freely we give out. A Christian, a gospel musician is contributing to the worship of God, the inspiration. You release a song for the children of God to learn and use it to worship God. And anything at all you will charge is the cost of producing it so that you can produce more, nothing more. So to go and think that you want to make a living by singing, because they will pay you before you go to a church program and sing. They pay you before that. You sing song and say nobody else is patented, nobody else should use it for any other place without your permission. Why? God, what did you use to buy it? You receive inspiration from God freely. So why would you not allow it to be used anybody, anywhere, provided it is not altered? You know, if it's provided, it's sung as it is, then, you know, you should allow it.
Thank God you, bless sir. You. Thank you so much. Brother Timothy is calling us.
Please, I want to ask you, is it compulsory that every Christian must go out for evangelism? Is it compulsory that every Christian must go out for evangelism?
Yes, it is compulsory that every Christian should spread the gospel. It is compulsory. Go and preach the gospel. Go and witness. And there are different ways of preaching the gospel. You don't have to enter streets.
Okay.
I was just discussing when we are off the air here in my office. We are transmitting directly from my office here in Lagos. We are talking with some of the staff here now and the Bright TV crew. And I was telling them that today, our evangelical group in the church, they went to the streets. And they went to the streets. But there is also another evangelism using the social media.
Okay.
And That is what we are doing now through the Bright Television. And also we have our prophets. And we have like one of them, for instance, Sister Amarachi, has followership of over 10,000 already. So she has 10,000 people that she's talking to. So, and through that, they are hearing the gospel. And there are other ministers, some of them 4,000, some of them 5,000. Every day, they are ministering to people. That is their own way of evangelizing the world. So every Christian, and all of us, we are on social media. All of us, we live in a neighborhood, in the offices, in the markets, we belong to associations. Evangelism is talk about the Lord Jesus. You know, tell them, you know, about the reason of your hope, and tell them about the love of God, and shine the light. We are light to shine in darkness. So every Christian has opportunity, one way or the other, to spread the gospel. God bless you.
Thank you.
Okay, let's take more questions. Shalom, Pastor. So I want more enlightenment on this scripture. Mark chapter 4, verse 1 to 20. Okay, you have to reframe that question. Ask what exactly you need to understand. Question 2, I was told by my pastor in my former church that the manna that the Israelite people ate means affliction. And I want to know the meaning of the manna they ate. Okay.
It is not affliction, though. It was food. God was feeding his people. They call it manna because they didn't know what to call it. It was a miraculous thing. So, it's what is this?
What that's is the meaning this? Of manna. Amen. Okay, question 3. Okay, 1 Corinthians 14, verse 1 to 37. I don't understand. I want more enlightenment. Sister Christiana from Ogun State. Sister Christiana, you must reframe these questions, question 1 and question 3. What exactly don't you understand, or what is confusing you? And then the pastor can take it from there. So, please reframe the question and send it again. Let's have more questions. Shalom, beloved pastor, my brother. Love to see you all smiling. Please, pastor, by the grace of God, since my rebaptism on 18th November 2020, my conscience has given me no rest, even if I tell a lie. But I still have the same dreams, seeing myself back home, either in the house where we grew up or selling in the market with my mom, which is of late. I have prayed and fasted, follow many of Bright's programs, yet no change. Is God showing me something or what? Because I'm frustrated, don't know what to do anymore. I'll be turning 40 next month. I am married with 3 kids living in South Africa, but find myself back home still in my school days or selling the market. Please, sir, what should I do next according to God's words? Because the end time here don't believe in deliverance. Your beloved Sister Florence Chidima from Cape Town, South Africa.
Sister Florence Chidima, I want you to note this, that your water baptism is for the remission of your sins. It is your preparation for eternity. But when you come to Christ, we come to Mount Zion, and upon Mount Zion shall be deliverance. Now, it is our right to be free from all oppressions. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb. That blood speaks for us before the camp of the enemy and before the throne of grace. I want you to take note of this, Sister Chidima. The dreams, I don't know why you are worried with the dreams. You have not told me why you are worried about the dreams. You see, so what you do is seek ye the kingdom of God first and his righteousness. Build your relationship with God.
Mm.
And these things will be taken care of.
Amen.
Whatever is associated with you always being at home in the village, God will reveal it to you. Thank God. The intermessage churches in South Africa where you say you are don't believe in deliverance. That means they don't believe in Mark 16:16. These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, they will cast out the devils.
That's right.
For somebody not to believe in it, it's an unbeliever holding Bible. But God has used timely technology. Join our prayer program. Many people all around the world have received deliverance.
Amen.
You know, and God will deliver you. When we call prayer points, you know, follow up. God will visit you.
Amen.
God bless you, Chidima.
Amen. Right.
Don't be worried. Don't worry. It will end.
Amen. Thank you so much, sir. Okay. That's the prescription from Dr. Moses. Shalom, Pastor. Please, I want to know if I can as well give my tithes to the other categories of people mentioned in Deuteronomy 26:12, apart from the Levites. That's the church. Thanks, Brother Paul from Ilorin, Kwara State.
Who are the Levites?
In his own words, he puts in bracket the church.
The Bible says you should bring the tithe to the house of God. And from there, that there may be meat in the house. So the protocol is bring it. There are people that have been ordained to manage that in the church.
Amen.
That is their ministry. Your own is to give. Don't play the role of the distribution. So if you are not a deacon in the church, so it's wrong to do that. The reason is that they know who is who, and they know who to take care of and how to take care of them. God bless you.
Oh, thank you, sir. More wisdom. Okay, more questions. Shalom, Pastor Moses and Brother Lumide. My question is from previous teaching about birth pain. There is an example that you gave about chicken hatching. When you said there's nothing chicken can do to assist the chick out of eggshell, are the 21 days of brooding not part of the process to prepare the chick to come out of the eggshell? Please, sir, elaborate more concerning this example. Brother Eliud from Kenya.
Brother Eliud, the 21 days of brooding, the 21 days of brooding, it prepares the egg, gives the egg all the strength that it needs outside and protection until the life is properly formed inside. Once the life is formed inside, the life is not formed from the day the egg is brought forth. It takes some time for the egg, for the life there to be formed. So, but when the life is formed, the mama chicken does not help it by breaking the shell. The shell is broken from inside. And there's a lot of process it goes through to be able to come out. That's my explanation.
Amen. Oh, thank you, sir. Okay, more questions?
And that's the life of a Christian.
Amen. Rachi Bweze from Abuja, Nigeria. God bless you, sir.
Good evening, sir.
God bless you, Brother Chibu Eze.
So that's a question. Mark 8:26.
What does it say?
It says, and he cometh to Bethesda, and they bring a blind man unto him, and he taught him to touch him. And 23 says, and he took the blind man by the hand and led him out of the town. And when he had spit on his eyes and put his hand unto him, he asked him if he saw up. 24 says, and he looked up and said, I see men as trees walking. 25, after that, he put his hand again upon his eyes and made him look up, and he asked him, and he was restored, and saw every man clearly. 26, he said, and he sent him away to his house, saying, neither go into the town, nor tell it to anyone in the town.
What's your question?
So my question on that particular thing is, I'm a bit really confused, because that person said he took him, Jesus held him by his hand, took him away from the town. Then the boy held him and now told him, neither go back to the town, nor tell them in the town that he should go to his house.
What is your question?
The question there is, now, probably if someone was delivered from a particular store, or hit from a particular store, and okay, let's just say, if someone who doesn't even know what was wrong in him and he was there, this person is not telling us that he should not go back to that particular place or tell anyone from that particular place.
What you are saying is you should not testify. Is that what you are saying? You left a place to go somewhere.
Since he said he should not go back to the town.
Yes.
He's saying now, if somebody is healed, from this scripture now, he's saying you should not go back to where you're coming from or tell it to anybody there. The instruction the Lord Jesus gave this man.
Yes.
At Bethesda.
That should not go into the town nor tell it to any.
He's applying it to the individual now.
No, it is not a principle here. It's specifically to that man.
Amen.
And it is because he's going to draw crowd that will come. And Jesus was not ready for that crowd at that time. Not anymore.
Okay.
God bless you. You must testify. If God has done something for you, you must testify. Amen. Now, Jesus is ready for everybody. Testify, let them come. As at that time, he didn't want too much crowd.
Mm.
Because once they hear, they will rush and come. And you know, you have too much compassion, then walk with that. Maybe he didn't want anybody to disturb him.
Mm. Amen. Okay. More questions? Shalom, Pastor Moses and Brother Olumide. More grace to you. What is the symbolism of the two cherub on the Ark of Covenant? According to Exodus 25, verse 18 to 22, Brother Adejari from Abuja, the symbolism of the two cherubs.
Protection. And those that watch over the world. Type of the angels of God that watch over the word of God, and of course a type of Zechariah.
Mm.
The olive trees.
Careful.
Mm. The olive trees
stand by the Lord of the earth.
So Zechariah
chapter 4.
4:2 and verse 3.
And he said unto me, what seest thou? And I said, I have looked, and behold, a candlestick all of gold. Mm-hmm. With a bowl on top the top of it, mm-hmm. and the 7 lamps thereon, mm-hmm. and 7 pipes to the 7 lamps which are upon the top thereof, and 2 olive trees by it, one upon the right side of the bowl, and the other upon the left side thereof.
Verse 13 and verse 14.
And he answered me and said, knowest thou what this be? And I said, no, my Lord. Then said he, these are the 2 anointed ones that stand by the Lord of the whole earth.
That's what the 2 cherubs are type, and that is exactly also what you see in Revelation chapter 11, verse 4. I hope that is clear.
Okay.
Please.
Let this be our last question for tonight. Evening, brethren. I hear the pastor saying we are no longer under the law. So now that the law has ended, should we continue paying tithe in the New Testament? Because Christ said tithe is a matter of the law. And Matthew 23, verse 23. Another question, should women preach in church? Okay, let's take the first question. Should we continue paying tithes?
We've answered that question several times.
Yes, sir.
Before you know whether something is relevant or not, you have to know why it was instituted in the Old Testament and why it cannot be applicable now. Tithe was God's means of taking care of the needs of the temple. The needs of the needy ones and the needs of the temple include the Levites and, of course, the widows. It was a provision to take care of the needy ones also.
In the service of the house of God.
Not necessarily the service in the house of the Lord, in the land.
Okay.
There are widows and there will be strangers.
Mm.
And there will be orphans.
Mm.
So, and then the Levites. These are the 4 groups of people. So, to take care of them, God gave that law.
Mm.
Now, also, the church has needs. And to finance it, the tithe will still be needed to meet the needs of the ministry. So, it is not a matter of just law, but we must apply it properly because there are still aspects of the law that are applicable even now. even among the Ten Commandments.
The scripture he made reference to answers itself. Exactly. Matthew 23:23.
Exactly.
It says, woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin, and have omitted the weightier matters of the law, which are judgment, mercy, and faith.
So it is weighty also.
Yes, sir.
But there is a weightier one.
Yes, sir.
he didn't write it off.
Yes. There's still judgment, mercy, and faith today in the New Testament.
But even then, as at the time he was speaking, he was still under the law.
Yes, sir.
At the time he was speaking, it was still a practice of the law. The law ended with his death on the cross on Calvary and resurrection.
Hallelujah.
The law ended.
Okay. Okay, let's take his second question. Okay. Should women preach in the church? We see Paul saying there is neither male nor female in Christ. And 1 John 12 says we are all sons of God. So is it important which gender is preaching? Brother Kevin from Zimbabwe.
Now, we must understand this, Brother Kevin from Zimbabwe. We must understand what Apostle Paul is saying, that you didn't give us the scripture. It's in Galatians. You did not give us the scripture that you were quoting.
Galatians 3.
Now, in Galatians chapter 3, let's read it from verse 26.
For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus.
Again.
For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ
Jesus. We are all children of God. We are all children of God. By what?
Faith in Christ Jesus.
By faith in Christ Jesus. Uh-huh.
For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ, have put on Christ.
Yes.
There's neither Jew nor Greek.
You are now putting on Christ. You are now a Christian. So now your identity will no longer be what?
There's neither Jew nor Greek.
Uh-huh.
There's neither bond nor free.
Uh-huh.
There's neither male nor female.
Uh-huh.
For ye are all one in Christ Jesus.
Uh-huh.
And if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed,
yes,
and heirs according to the promise.
And among the heirs according to the promise of Abraham are the 12 sons of Jacob. Among them is a tribe that is also among the seed of Abraham, known as Levi.
Amen.
And they were all sons and daughters of seed of Abraham. In the Old Testament, only the male in the lineage of Levi were ordained priests to serve at the altar in the temple. The female children of Levi were not so.
That's right.
Permitted. Yet, they were still children of Abraham.
Amen.
Male or female. Seed of Abraham. So also, in Christ, no more slave. No more female. We are all one. It's one family. No segregation. One body. One faith. But the same Bible that says this, the same Apostle Paul, tells us, is the head of the woman is the man.
Yes, sir.
There is still headship. So also, now, the same Apostle Paul again says he permits not a woman to teach, nor usurp authority over the man. The same Apostle Paul,
amen,
who said there is neither male nor female to the Galatians, he's now saying he does not permit a woman to teach, nor usurp authority over the man. So what he's saying here is that, you know, we are one being joined by the blood of Jesus Christ. But when it comes to church order, the order in the family, there is still
hierarchy
and leadership. For leadership, he left it with a man, no woman. That is what the Bible makes us know. So a woman cannot be ordained into the fivefold ministry in Ephesians chapter 4 verse 11. But you can do serve God under in any capacity, but under the leadership of this fivefold, which we shall be men.
Amen.
That is the order in the Christian church.
Amen.
And it has not expired.
Amen.
It has not expired.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much, sir. And that will be all for tonight. Thank you so much, Pastor Moses. Thank you for making that time for the past 3 hours you've been with us here. We pray that the Lord will continue to give you more wisdom and strength. And may you live long like the Moses of old, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And we thank all the sponsors of Bright TV. Because of you, we can broadcast live 24/7. around the world. Your offerings are going a long way. We pray that the Lord will replenish you. May you never lack, and may you have a lot of treasures in heaven. God bless you richly. So please continue to watch The Bright TV. Till we meet again. Shalom.